Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
In the days before Mickey Steins walked into Judge Kevin Mullen's chambers and shot him 9 times, the sheriff was making phone calls to family members who had been dead for years. That detail comes from court documents filed in this case. Witnesses told Kentucky State Police that Steins, the elected sheriff of Lector County, a man who'd worked in that courthouse for over 2 decades, was calling deceased relatives to check in on them, like you do when things are totally fine, right? He was also calling living ones, too, constantly, obsessively. On September 19th, 24, inside the judge's private office, Steins tried to reach his teenage daughter on his phone. There was no answer, then asked Mullins for his phone and tried again, and still no answer. Moments later, according to surveillance footage that captured the entire thing, Steins stood up, drew his weapon, and then opened fire. If we're going to examine this case through a mental health lens, not as an excuse for murder, but as an attempt to understand what was happening inside one man's head, we have to start with what the evidence actually shows. And what it shows is a man who was visibly, documentably unraveling in the week before he ended it for someone. The question isn't just why he did it. The question is what he was experiencing, what he believed was true, and why nobody stopped him. 3 days before the shooting, Steins sat for a deposition in a federal civil rights lawsuit. The case wasn't about him directly. It was about one of his former deputies, Ben Fields, who had already pled guilty to SA-ing a woman under his supervision. The victim, Sabrina Atkins, had been on home incarceration. She couldn't afford to pay for her ankle monitor. According to her lawsuit, Fields told her they could work something out. What followed, she alleged, was 6 months of coerced encounters. Some of them happened inside Judge Kevin Mullen's chambers as well, allegedly. Steins was named in the suit for failing to train and supervise Fields. So he had to answer questions under oath about what he knew when he knew it. And according to evidence in that room, he was a hot mess. What happened in that deposition mentally that became the cause that led to the effect that we saw? Or is that not part of this? Is there something else happening? Let's get into that. And while we do, give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube or on our Substack. The links are in the description. Love for you to join us with your own voice. And if you're listening on the podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, leave us a quick review. Greatly appreciate that. And be sure to subscribe. The plaintiff's attorney said Stein seemed agitated and odd. He took 10 breaks during the questioning. He struggled to answer basic questions. At one point, according to the transcript, he told the room, "I don't recall. I'm having an episode. Sorry." His own attorney disclosed during the deposition that Stein had something called California encephalitis, a rare neurological disease caused by insect bites, that he had some issues when under stress. Just what you want for the sheriff, right? Whether that was a legitimate medical history or a foundation of a legal defense being constructed in real time is something the courts will eventually sort out. But the behavior in that room wasn't in dispute. Something was wrong with the sheriff, and everyone could see it. The day after the deposition, Steins was supposed to return a reporter's call about a fatal accident in the county. He didn't respond for hours, which was, I guess, unusual. He normally got back to press pretty quickly. When he finally did, he told the Mountain Eagle newspaper that he'd instructed everyone in his office not to say anything to anyone until he returned. He also mentioned, almost in passing, that he lost 40 pounds in the past 2 weeks and didn't know why. 40 pounds in 2 weeks. That's not stress. That's a body in crisis. Over the next several days, the people around Steins watched him deteriorate. According to court filings from his defense team, filings that include testimony from sheriff's office staff, local attorneys, and law enforcement, witnesses described a man consumed by paranoia. He told a staffer named Christine Balling that a local attorney, Daniel Dotson, had demanded he give him money and then kill himself, or else they were going to murder his wife and daughter. This is what's going through his mind. He didn't say who they were. He insisted on going home to check on his family. He made Balling help put a bulletproof vest on his wife. He had someone called to check on his daughter. According to the defense, all of this was captured on Ring camera footage from Stein's home. One sheriff's office employee told Kentucky State Police Office, "I think his anxiety was completely off the charts. I do feel like he was in a psychosis." Attorney Daniel Dotson, who knew both Steins and Mullins, was alarmed enough that he warned the judge directly. According to court documents, Dotson told Mullins that Mickey was losing it and couldn't take this kind of pressure. He was so concerned about Stein's mental state that he contacted the Kentucky Bar Association to figure out what action he could take. The local police chief, according to Dotson's testimony, put it more bluntly, "That son of a bitch has lost his mind." And here's where the story becomes something more than a tragedy. It becomes a failure. The day before the shooting, Stein's friends brought him to his family doctor. They were worried about his stress and his inability to sleep, and according to medical records cited in court filings, the doctor noted that Steins was very subdued, but Steins denied experiencing any depression, anxiety, psychosis, or suicidal or homicidal thoughts. The doctor diagnosed him with an acute stress reaction and sent him on his way. This is a prime example of where the system is completely broken. Because you're taking the word of the sick person as fact. Never mind the mountains of people outside in the waiting room that can give you documented history that there's something seriously wrong here. If that person says, I'm A-okay, okay, on your way. Not gravely disabled. This could have been prevented had the levers existed for it to work. And then all in our minds, we can go, well, there's 1,000 ways I would have prevented this or could have. Legally, there aren't. No one could just go lock him up. Nobody could go put him in a mental health hole. He wasn't there yet, but the signs were certainly pointing us there. 24 hours after all that, Kevin Mullins was dead. Now, this were simply a case where a man was snapping under pressure. That would be one thing. Tragic, but not unusual. People break. What makes this case different, what makes it worth examining from a psychological standpoint, is what Steins may have been carrying when he walked into that deposition. Because the lawsuit wasn't just about his failure to supervise a deputy. It was pulling at threads connected to something much darker, at least according to allegations that have emerged since the shooting. Deputy Ben Fields didn't just assault women. According to Sabrina Atkins, he recorded some of what happened. In audio recordings obtained from the Fields criminal investigation and released by News Nation, Atkins told police that Fields had videotapes of some stuff in the judge's chambers just with girls. Sexual and stuff, unquote. Said those videos showed Ben and just some higher-ups engaging in contact with women. When the investigator asked her to clarify who the higher-ups were, she was explicit. And this is a claim that was made by someone publicly. I seen Judge Mullins having S with a girl, she said. Again, unverified claims. Atkins' attorney Ned Filsdorf told reporters, it's like they were running a brothel out of that courtroom. Since then, other women have come forward with similar allegations. A woman identified as Adams told News Nation she had personal experience. I've had S with him in the chamber, she said. I was part of it. I was one of them. A former deputy jailer at the Lector County Jail said she'd heard the stories, described them as nasty and sickening, and claimed it was something everybody in the county knows. And again, I need to be clear here. These are allegations. Judge Mullins was never criminally charged with any misconduct. He denied any knowledge of Fields' crimes. The civil lawsuit didn't name him as a defendant, and he is not alive to respond to these accusations. Whether any of this is true remains unproven. But these allegations were circulating in Lector County, and the deposition Steins had to sit for was forcing questions into the open about what had been happening in that courthouse. Now consider what Steins may have been facing, or believed he was facing. According to his defense attorney, Jeremy Bartley, Steins felt there had been pressure placed on him not to say too much during the deposition and not to talk about things that happened within the courthouse, particularly in the judge's chambers. Bartley claimed there was threats made to him to sort of keep him in line, to keep him from saying more than these folks wanted him to say. These are assertions from the defense, not established facts. But if Steins believed them to be true, if he believed he knew damning information about Mullins and others, and if he believed he was being pressured to stay silent, if he believed his family would be harmed if he didn't comply, what does that do to a mind that's already fracturing under stress? Whether any threat was real or entirely a product of paranoid delusion, the psychological weight would have been unbearable either way. Steins' defense team has claimed he genuinely believed his wife and daughter were in imminent danger when he walked into that office. That's why he kept calling him. That's why he asked for the judge's phone. That's why, when he couldn't reach him, something broke. None of this excuses what happened next. 9 bullets, 7 of them fired while Mullins was already on the ground trying to shield himself. behind his desk. The surveillance video captured everything. There's no ambiguity about the act itself. But if we're trying to understand what was happening inside Mickey Stein's head, not to absolve him, but to make sense of how a man who worked alongside someone for decades could suddenly kill him, then we have to account for the evidence of psychological collapse. The weight loss, the sleeplessness, the paranoid claims, the calls to dead relatives, the visible deterioration that alarmed everyone who saw him. The intervention that consisted of a single doctor's visit and a diagnosis of stress. After the shooting, Stein's surrendered without incident. Body camera footage shows him trembling, pleading with officers not to kill him, saying, "I leave this building, I won't take another breath. 4 days later, a social worker at the Leslie County Jail, where he'd been transferred because of his connections to Lector County staff, evaluated him and found he was still in an active state of psychosis. He was unaware of his surroundings. He didn't appear to understand the criminal charges against him. He had episodes of combativeness, which required pepper spray. He was placed on an antipsychotic medication." The defense has now formally admitted that Stein's shot Mullins, but they claim he lacked the capacity to intend to do it, that he was exhibiting paranoid and psychotic conduct, and that he had no control over his actions. They're pursuing an insanity defense. They're also claiming extreme emotional disturbance. Whether any of that succeeds is up to the courts. But here's what stays with me about this whole case, and what I think is worth sitting with for more than a moment. Everyone saw it coming. The staff saw it, the attorney saw it, the police saw it. A friend warned the victim directly that the man who would kill him was losing it. Police were alarmed enough to bring him to a doctor, and the system's response was to diagnose him with acute stress and send him home to finish whatever was happening inside his head. If Mickey Stein was experiencing genuine psychosis, if the paranoid delusions about threats to his family, the calls to dead relatives, the physical deterioration were symptoms of the mind detaching from reality, then this case isn't just about one man's crime. It's about what happens when mental health crises collide with institutional dysfunction, legal pressure, and small town systems where everyone knows everyone and everyone looks the other way. Maybe Stein's believed he knew something that made powerful people nervous. Maybe he was caught between loyalty and exposure, silence and survival, and his mind couldn't hold the weight of it. And maybe he was simply sick, and the sickness found a target. We may never know exactly what was real and what was delusional. But we know what was visible, and we know what people saw. We know what they said, and we know the day after they tried to get him help, a judge was dead. The courts will decide whether Mickey Stein's was legally responsible for what he did. The rest of us are left with a harder question. When everyone can see someone falling apart, whose job is it to catch them before they take someone else down with them? In Lector County, apparently it was nobody's job. And now two families are destroyed, a courthouse is a crime scene, and the allegations that have emerged in the aftermath are forcing an entire community to confront what they've been hiding in plain sight for years. Your thoughts in the comments section. I'd love to get your feedback. Weigh in. HiddenKillersPod.com. Go there. That takes you to our Substack. The link's in the description. You can also get all of that and interact with us on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. And be sure to press subscribe on the podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, whatever it may be. Hit subscribe over there. Take us with you on the go so you can listen when you're in the car, at work, at the gym, wherever it may be. We appreciate that. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.